A Caress of Twilight by Laurel K. Hamilton. This one's for Jay, who brought me endless cups of chai and, for the first time, watched the process from beginning to end. He loves me still. And for all of you married to us artistic types, you know just how much that says about both of us. Chapter 1. Moonlight silvered the room, painting the bed in 100 shades of gray, white, and black. The two men in the bed were deeply asleep, so deeply that when I'd crawled out from between them, they'd barely stirred. My skin glowed white with the kiss of moonlight. The pure blood red of my hair looked black. I'd pulled on a silk robe because it was chilly. People can talk about sunny California, but in the wee hours of the night, when dawn is but a distant dream, it's still chilly. The night that fell like a soft blessing through my window was a December night. If I'd been home in Illinois, there would have been the smell of snow, crisp enough, almost to melt along the tongue, cold enough to sear the lungs, so cold it was like breathing icy fire. That was the way the air was supposed to taste in early December. The breeze crawling through the window at my back held the dry tang of eucalyptus and the distant smell of the sea, salt, water, and something else, that indefinable scent that says ocean, not lake. Nothing usable, nothing drinkable. You can die of thirst on the shores of an ocean. For 3 years I'd stood on the shores of this particular ocean and died a little bit every day. Not literally. I'd have survived, but mere survival can get pretty lonely. I'd been born Princess Meredith Nikesis, a member of the High Court of Faerie. I was a real-life fairy princess, the only one ever born on American soil. When I vanished from sight about 3 years ago,